Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
During the deep freeze last winter, Massachusetts power companies came dangerously close to running short on natural gas to generate electricity. But now there are two competing plans for pipelines to provide more gas to turn the electric turbines here. Both proposals promise a cheap, virtually unlimited supply of natural gas, but critics say it could be too much. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Natural gas has transformed Massachusetts' energy system. 10 years ago, about 15% of our electricity came from generators burning natural gas. Today, it's more than half, as utilities replace polluting coal and oil power plants with gas. But there's a problem in terms of natural gas. We have to import it. We're at the end of the pipeline.
The problem really is that we don't have enough gas pipeline infrastructure in the region to supply the gas that's needed by all the gas-fired generators during the wintertime.
Gordon Van Willey is head of ISO New England. The organization ensures the reliability and helps set the wholesale prices of electricity in the region.
And the question of who's actually going to build the pipeline to supply the needs of the gas generators during the wintertime is an open question.
But a new pipeline partnership says it has the answer. Boston-based Northeast Utilities and Spectra Energy of Houston are proposing a $3 billion plan to expand two existing pipelines. They travel along existing right-of-way through southern Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island into New Hampshire and Maine. Tom May, chief executive of Northeast Utilities, says an expanded pipeline would provide an additional 1 billion cubic feet of gas a day, enough to power 3.5 million homes.
And we'll make the looming energy crisis in New England disappear if we can get this project up and running ASAP.
Not so fast, says Alan Forbes. He's vice president of public affairs for Kinder Morgan. The Texas-based company wants to build a different pipeline, 129 miles long on the northern tier of Massachusetts through scores of towns. Four says Kinder Morgan has already signed a dozen utilities to 15-year contracts to use the gas pipeline if it's built.
And companies aren't going to be signing up for those long-term commitments if they don't believe there's a long-term need for the natural gas. That's the threshold that we have to have in order to justify the investment of $4 billion to build this.
But not so fast, says pipeline opponent Shanna Cleveland. She's with the Boston-based environmental group Conservation Law Foundation.
We view it as a more expensive solution and one that is not really sized to fit the need that we have here in New England.
Cleveland says more energy efficiency measures and renewable energy, solar and wind, can provide the power the region needs. And she charges if ratepayers put the money into natural gas pipelines now, we can expect to be dependent upon the fossil fuel decades into the future.
This is really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we're standing right here at the point where we can decide what our system will look like in the future. So this gives us the opportunity to build it.
Massachusetts shares the energy grid with the five other New England states. Mark Sylvia, Undersecretary of Energy, says the Commonwealth has to balance the region's need for reliable electricity with the requirements for clean, zero-carbon energy.
As we look to the future, natural gas will continue to be part of the solution. The question is how big a part of the solution, and ultimately, at the end of the day, our goal here in Massachusetts is to decarbonize the electricity sector, and that'll take time.
But it's a decision that has to be made soon. The two competing gas pipeline proposals will be submitted to federal regulators in a few weeks. The review process takes a year. If approved, one or even both of the pipelines could be up and transporting natural gas by 2018. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.